Okay, Rabbi Isai, I apologize for the technical difficulties. I hope we have it set up for the future days. So we're going to resume Shara Avodas HaElokim. Chovos Halavos, Shara Avodas HaElokim. We're going to resume approximately where we left off back in Chodesh Adar. Shara Avodas HaElokim, Perek Hamishi. The fifth Perek, it's page Reish Lamed Aleph in the Lev Tov. And the Chovos Halavos has been developing up till now. Let's just bring ourselves back into the context of Shara Avodas HaElokim. Shara Avodas HaElokim is the stage that comes after Shara B'china. After a person has gotten used to observing, internalizing, and sensing all of the chesed that Hashem does with him, and his interactions with Hashem become a real dynamic. He begins a sensory awareness of what Hashem is doing with him all the time. That leads to Avodas HaElokim, that a person dedicates himself to Hashem's service out of a sense of indebtedness. This is really, if we want to say what the theme of Sefer Chovos Halavos is, it's serving Hashem from a place of gratitude. That, we might say, is the theme of Chovos Halavos. And he's been developing up till now the understanding that we start with the Torah that tells us you have to do what you have to do because you have to do what you have to do. You have to do the right thing because then I'll reward you. You have to avoid the wrong thing because then I'll punish you. But the Chovos Halavos says that that's really supposed to be just a stepping stone to the real higher level of Avodas Hashem, which is coming from a place driven by appreciation, driven by a sense of indebtedness. And now what the Chovos Halavos is going to do in this perek is to lead us through the thought process. And he's kind of doing something artificial, kind of like contradicting his own terms. Because in the Chovos Halavos' world, when you really start gaining that sense of indebtedness, all this just follows by itself. But the Chovos Halavos wants to give us a sampling of how the thought process works. So let's see. So Perek Hamishi, the Chovos Halavos says, "Roi lanu ato levael." What we need to do now is elaborate on ofne ha'ora hasichli, how it works when a person gains that seichel dikah, that internal inspiration, meaning he's not motivated by the command or by the promise of reward or the threat of punishment, but he's internally driven. He says, "Al derech ha'sheila v'atshuva." What he's going to do is something interesting. He's going to present a dialogue in the form of question and answer between the person and himself. Or the way he terms it is, between the nefesh and the seichel. The nefesh, we might say, is just the person's sense of self and the dialogue that he now has with his own seichel, prompting him toward this theme, dedicating his life to Hashem's service because of a sense of gratitude, of indebtedness. So he's going to do that in the form of question answer, ad soif ha'shah, until the end of this shah. Bavur ma sheyesh bazeh min ha'beil v'agilu le'mechkoreinu, because that will shed light on our whole discussion here. The Noimah. So he gives it a little preface before he actually starts the dialogue. He says, ha'ora ha'sichlis, what we're talking about as internal inspiration, or the intellectual inspiration. He has kras ha'lekim et ha'odom ben so sichli. What it really is a form of Ruach HaKodesh. If you reach a place of appreciation through your study of Hashem's kindliness, and you then start feeling that I really should be stepping up my level of Avodas Hashem, the Chovos Halavos says, appreciate what's going on inside you right now. This is Hashem connecting to you and guiding you. Even though it seems like a perfectly natural, logical train, it's a perfectly natural and logical process, But he says this is actually Hashem now arousing the person through the medium of his seichel. This is something very interesting. The Chazanish expresses this concept when he says that nevuah and where a person gets through Torah learning are really one and the same. Just that nevuah is infused from above, and with Torah learning, a person gets there through his own efforts, through his own toil, but he's really getting to the same place. Hashem is communicating with him. He was quoted from the Rugachever in the past, the Rugachever, the famous genius. He said that when I daven, I'm talking to Hashem. And when I'm learning Torah, Hashem is talking to me. That was how he experienced Torah learning. So the Chavos HaMavos is telling us now, when you work to gain these sensitivities, and then you start gaining them, what's actually happening is that Hashem is connecting with you now, and he's starting to speak to you, to provide you with personal guidance through the medium of your mind, of your thoughts. It's Hashem arousing you, lodas oisoi, to get to know Him better, to connect with Him more, ulakir simani chachmasoi, and to learn the signs of His wisdom. The hayozem meisa elikim, and this is a gift from Hashem, lemishetsam hatera erlin sivasoi, for a person who does set the Torah as his, the what lightens his path. When a person decides, I'm going to live my life through Torah, not only in the sense of observing the mitzvahs, but also in the sense of using Torah as my barometer for the way I want to view the world. I want to view the world through the lens of Torah. I want to think like the Torah. I want to have the Torah attitudes. He's using the Torah to shape his worldview. So when a person does that, shumagel tachli sichloi ubeiru hakarosoi, and he exerts his own mind in learning it and in internalizing it to the fullest, and he develops a deep desire to really earn Hashem's favor. Once Hashem, this is another thing, you see in the Kadmonim, what drove them of Hashem was just the thought that Hashem is going to be pleased with them, that they can please Hashem. Wanted Hashem to have nachas from them. The thought to them, we can also connect to this. You really think of what Hashem is, and you think about the fact that He can actually have pleasure, have nachas ruach through me. This was itself something that drove them. He wanted that. He wanted Hashem to look at him pleased. The lalis b'malis hachasidim, and to climb the ladder of the real Hasidim. Hasidim means the devoted ones, Hashem's closest circle. That's what the word Hasid means in its pure sense, a devotee. Upina levavai midagais. No, really what the word Hasid means, it means an extreme person. That's really what the word Hasid. The word Chesed, what does the word Chesed mean? Chesed really, at its real root, means extremeness. If you know, it's interesting to note that, you know, in the parish of Arayas, one of the Arayas is referred to as Chesed. Chesed who? Remember that? I think in Achreimos. What's that? Oh, marrying a sister. So, the pshat in that is, what the Gemara said, it's extreme perversion. Chesed means going beyond the bounds. And that's why when we talk about chesed, it's kindliness. Kindliness, by definition, is something that you don't owe the person. You're not obligated to do it. It's not shuras adin. It's not the straight path of what ought to happen. You are stepping outside of the bounds of shuras adin, the straight path of what ought to be. You're stepping outside of those bounds and you're doing things that don't have to be. You're going to an extreme. Not all going to extremes have to be extreme. You can go to an extreme in a not extreme way also. But the idea is going beyond the line, beyond the bounds. So when we talk about a chosid, so to speak, a person who's a chosid of Hashem, who's doing chesed with Hashem, so to speak, what it means is he's going beyond, above and beyond in his service to Hashem. That's why if we want to translate this practically, we would say a devotee, right? This person wants to enter that circle. And he has cleared his mind and his heart out of mundane concerns. Then he will be at the point where he'll start really getting into generating these thoughts, Hashem connecting with him through his mind. And again, he's setting a certain bar in order for this process to begin. But let's note that he's going to set a pretty high bar. But this is a process that can really begin at any level. If you really start studying and internalizing and appreciating the chassadim of Hashem and sensing them, it shouldn't be so beyond a regular person like me and you to start feeling a certain sense, not the intensity that he's going to be talking about, we're going to see soon, but a certain sense of just wanting to do out of a sense of gratitude, out of a sense of indebtedness. Now he continues and he says, in order for a person to really reach this level where Hashem really starts arousing him through the medium of his own mind, he says something interesting. We'll see. First, you have to excel in the basic levels of what we'll call Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz as in excelling in all forms of natural decency. Everything that a straight, decent person should be doing, you'll be excelling in. Then you'll move to the next level. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see. I apologize for the technical difficulties in the beginning. I hope that, as Hashem, from this point on, we'll be able to operate smoothly.